Even just eating 2 cups of water immediately before a meal causes people to eat about 20% less, taking in more than 100 fewer calories. No wonder overweight men and women randomized to 2 cups of water before each meal lost weight 44% faster. 2 cups of water before each meal, 44% faster weight loss. But you're never going to see an ad on TV for tap water. But that's why so-called negative calorie preloading is on my list of weight loss boosters, which are all the things I could find that can accelerate weight loss regardless of what you eat the rest of the time. Anything we can put on that first course salad to boost weight loss even further? Well, in my Amping AMPK section, I talk about ways to activate an enzyme known as the fat controller. Its discovery is considered one of the most important medical breakthroughs of the last few decades. You can activate this enzyme through exercise, fasting, and nicotine. But is there any way to boost it for weight loss without the sweat, hunger, and the whole dying a horrific death from lung cancer thing? Well, big pharma is all over it. After all, obese individuals may be unwilling to perform even a minimum of physical activity, wrote a group of pharmacologists, thus indicating that drugs mimicking endurance exercise are highly desirable. So it's crucial that oral compounds with high bioavailability are developed to safely induce chronic AMPK activation for long-term weight loss and maintenance. There's no need to develop such a compound since you can already buy it at any grocery store. It's called vinegar. When vinegar, acetic acid, is absorbed and metabolized, you get a natural AMPK boost. Enough of a boost to lose weight at a typical dose you might get dressing a salad. I mean, vinegar has evidently been used to treat obesity for centuries, but only recently has it been put to the test. A randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial on the effects of vinegar intake and the reduction of body fat in overweight men and women. The subjects were randomized to drink a daily beverage containing 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, or a placebo control group drinking a beverage developed to taste the same as the vinegar drink, but prepared with a different kind of acid, so it didn't have any actual vinegar. 3 months in, the fake vinegar placebo group actually gained body fat, as overweight people tend to do over time, whereas the genuine vinegar group significantly lost body fat, as determined by CT scan. A little vinegar a day led to pounds of weight loss achieved for just pennies a day without removing anything from their diet. That's why one of my 21 tweaks to accelerate weight loss is 2 teaspoons of vinegar with each meal, either sprinkled on your salad or even just added to tea with some lemon juice or something. The vinegar studies are nice because they were placebo-controlled. I mean, it's hard to do with food. I mean, you can't stuff a cabbage into a capsule, but there are some foods so potent that you could actually fit them into a pill to pit them against placebos, and that is spices. Want to know if garlic can cause weight loss? Give people some garlic powder pills versus placebo pills. And garlic worked, resulting in both a drop of weight and waistlines within 6 weeks. They used about a half teaspoon of garlic powder a day, which would cost less than 4 cents, if you choose the generic, of course. 4 cents too steep? How about 2 cents, a quarter teaspoon of garlic powder a day? About 100 overweight men and women were randomized to a quarter teaspoon worth of garlic powder a day or placebo, and those unknowingly taking the 2 cents worth of garlic powder a day lost about 6 pounds of straight body fat over the next 15 weeks. Now, if you can splurge up to 3 cents a day, there's black cumin. A meta-analysis of randomized controlled trial shows weight loss efficacy with, again, just a quarter teaspoon a day. What is black cumin? Well, you obviously have not been reading your Bible. Described as a miracle herb, besides the weight loss, there are randomized controlled trials showing daily black cumin consumption significantly improves cholesterol and triglycerides, significantly improves blood pressure and blood sugar control. But I use it just because it tastes good. I mean, it's just a spice. You put black cumin seeds in a pepper grinder, you just grind it on like black pepper. With more than 1,000 papers published in the medical literature on black cumin, some reporting extraordinary results, like, you know, dropping cholesterol levels as much as a statin drug, why don't we hear more about it? Why weren't we taught about it in medical school? Well, presumably, because there's no profit motive. I mean, black cumin is just a common natural spice. You're not going to thrill your stockholders selling something you can't patent that costs 3 cents a day. Or you could use regular cumin, the second most popular spice on earth. Those randomized to a half teaspoon at both lunch and dinner over 3 months lost about 4 more pounds, an extra inch off their waist, found comparable to the obesity drug known as Orlistat. That's the anal leakage drug you may have heard about. The drug company apparently prefers the term fecal spotting to describe the rectal discharge it causes. The drug company's website offered some helpful tips, though. It's probably a smart idea to wear dark pants and bring a change of clothes with you to work, you know, just in case their drug causes you to crap your pants at work. I think I'll stick with the cumin.